Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Brightline Eating, The Science of Living Happy, Thin and Free, penned by Susan Pierce Thompson, epitomizes a revolutionary approach toward achieving and maintaining an optimal weight while fostering a profound sense of joy and freedom. Grounded in cutting-edge neuroscience and psychology, the book introduces readers to the Brightline Eating, BLE, program. A scientific framework that identifies and leverages the underlying causes of addiction and weight struggle. By delineating four clear bright lines, rules regarding eating habits, Thompson offers a sustainable path to weight loss devoid of the usual deprivation and frustration associated with dieting. Her compassionate narrative, combined with empirical evidence, makes the book not just an instructional guide, but an insightful journey into understanding the complex relationship between our brain and food. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the foundation of Brightline Eating, Brightline Eating, BLE, rests on the principle of adhering to four unambiguous rules, or bright lines: no sugar, no flour, meals at fixed times, and controlled quantities. This foundation is crafted from the understanding that certain foods, particularly those high in sugar and refined carbohydrates, have an addictive quality that can hijack the brain's reward system, leading to overeating and weight gain. By eliminating these substances and introducing structure to eating patterns, BLE aims to rewire the brain's response to food. Thompson underscores that this approach is not about willpower, but about leveraging psychology and neuroscience to realign our eating habits with our body's natural needs, facilitating sustained weight loss and enhancing mental clarity. Secondly, the role of neuroscience in eating habits. Susan Pierce Thompson leverages the latest findings in neuroscience to explain why traditional diets often fail and how the Brightline Eating approach can succeed. She delves into how the brain's reward system, influenced heavily by sugar and flour consumption, contributes to compulsive eating behaviors. Thompson explains that when these substances are regularly consumed, they can lead to neural pathways that make the avoidance of such foods difficult, akin to addiction. BLE's strategy of cutting out sugar and flour is thus designed to disrupt these pathways, diminishing cravings and fostering a healthier relationship with food. Furthermore, the book explores how dopamine and serotonin levels affect our mood and appetite, offering insights into how BLE helps stabilize these neurotransmitters, contributing to emotional well-being and mitigating emotional eating. Thirdly, psychological aspects of eating and weight loss. Beyond neuroscience, Brightline Eating also examines the psychological factors that contribute to overeating and weight challenges. Thompson discusses the importance of understanding our food choices and eating behaviors in the context of emotional well-being. She introduces the concept of automaticity, the process by which eating according to the BLE guidelines becomes an automatic behavior, diminishing the mental struggle associated with food decisions. The book also addresses the common psychological barriers to weight loss, such as emotional eating, body image issues, and the cycle of guilt and shame tied to dieting. By providing strategies to overcome these barriers, BLE empowers readers to cultivate a healthier mindset, crucial for long-term success in weight management. Fourthly, the community and support system. An essential component of the Brightline Eating methodology is its emphasis on community and support. Thompson advocates for the creation of a supportive environment, whether through online groups, friends, or family, to navigate the journey to healthy living. She highlights how a strong support system can provide motivation, accountability, and encouragement, especially during challenging times. The book also discusses the importance of honesty, openness, and willingness to share one's experience and struggles in the context of this community. By fostering a sense of belonging, BLE participants are more likely to stay committed to their goals and overcome obstacles, reinforcing the program's efficacy. Lastly, the science and success of Brightline Eating. One of the most compelling aspects of Brightline Eating is its basis in scientific research and documented success stories. Thompson presents evidence from studies and personal anecdotes that attest to the effectiveness of the BLE approach in achieving significant, sustainable weight loss. Furthermore, she discusses the physiological and psychological benefits observed in individuals who follow the BLE guidelines, such as improved energy levels, better sleep, enhanced mental clarity, and a more positive self-image. Through a blend of empirical data and real-life success stories, the book offers a persuasive argument for the BLE method as a transformative tool for individuals struggling with weight and eating issues. In conclusion, Bright Line Eating, The Science of Living Happy, Thin and Free, is an essential read for anyone tired of the dieting roller coaster and seeking a sustainable solution to weight loss and a healthier lifestyle. Through its scientifically backed approach, Susan Pierce Thompson empowers readers to understand and overcome the brain's natural inclinations towards addictive foods, paving the way for successful weight management and overall well-being. The inclusion of psychological insights, community support, and real success stories makes BLE more than just a diet program. It's a comprehensive lifestyle change. It's most beneficial for those who have struggled with dieting in the past, individuals facing challenges with emotional eating, and anyone interested in applying the principles of neuroscience and psychology to improve their health. Bright Line Eating provides not only a method for losing weight, but also a blueprint for living a fuller, more vibrant life. If you would like to support Susan Pierce Thompson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.